Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yes, welcome to Keep the Ball on the Ground. We've got Andy Halliday, Paul Sloane, Barry Ferguson and Kevin Kyle. What a lineup! How we doing, lads, alright?
Brilliant, you?
You are a smug bastard, didn't you?
I don't want to be here.
Do you know what? We need to bring him down a peg or two. I'm going to show you right. Something for your heart.
Let's get our videos up, mate. Let's get our videos.
We're going to show this to the fans as well. Oh, how do you get that to stay? Have you seen this, Fergie?
You showed me it. Listen, I'm not surprised. Look, his touch has always been fucking hopeless.
And I'll show my
phone. Right, we'll stick it up for you to see. Slaney, I thought you were meant to be my bro, man.
I know.
What does he do, actually? Just
watch it.
No, I heard that. I tell you, I watched him on Friday night.
Who?
Like, come on.
That was Andy just goodbye signer.
Aye, tell him, Fergie.
And he come on, centre midfield. I've always said he's a better left back, but.
But the goalie ended up at left back, didn't he? How did you end up at there?
What?
What a strike, man.
No, it was. We went to a diamond, so I was left to a diamond.
Did you like that in there?
That was alright, aye.
Good on you, mate.
It was strange, so when I could see the camera, mate, it was like high up, so I kept getting you and Paul McGowan mixed up.
How angry is he?
One of the
angriest football players I've ever seen.
One of my pals texted me after the game saying, Premiership ability, championship haircut.
That sums up that. Kev, you've got the gloves, what's happening? When's birthday?
It's the missus' birthday this weekend, sorry, so last year I couldn't get pink ones, so a company called Vortex surprised me with a nice pair, so they'll keep me happy on Sunday.
There you go. Lovely, eh? Right, we need to start where these two have played together.
At Blackpool.
Blackpool. Started off as teammates then, Fergie was your manager, but see, he's a kid.
No,
it was straight as manager.
Oh, right, straight as manager.
But he was player manager. Only played one game, eh?
Two Leeds. Games. Leeds and Burnley. Remember we were on the tennis boys, come on.
Did you ever tell him he was your hero?
With Dobie, remember Bob and Dobie?
What happened to Bob and Dobie? Go and tell us it, Fergie.
No, I'm on the pitch and I'm wanting to make a change. So, you know what it's like, it's a local derby. The crowd was full that day, the stadium was full. And Bob's get mixed up, thinking I was putting Dobie on. But I was wanting somebody else on. So Dobie's started to get stripped and then Bob's turns around and says, you're not going on, he's going on. And Dobie just lost the plot, chucked his strap at Bob, and Bob just turned
around. The game was on the telly, and for about 60 minutes of the game, there was just tennis balls getting lost on the pitch, weren't there?
How come?
Why?
It was like a protest against the owner or something. I don't know why it was tennis balls, but do you know?
He was mad that one.
Sad, it was a decent wee club, I know.
It was,
but
aye.
He was just, he was a screwball.
I've seen he's a Blackpool story.
Like, he's a story.
Well, first of all, I've said to them, the 6 months I had there was one of my favourites of my career because I just went and got and played. But there's one story you keep wanting me to tell.
What?
So I'll eventually tell it today, right? So we played somebody in London, can't remember who it was, and we got a good result. So you'd gave us the next day off. So me, Gaz, Brothers and Goody stayed
down. I tell you, see that four you just mentioned? That was my worst nightmare.
Were you the manager at this time, eh?
Aye. And I had to keep an eye on them. They were out and about, up to all sorts.
This one, honestly. So it gave us a day after, we stayed down in London. So we've been on it, obviously, the Saturday night. We've sort of kicked on a wee bit on the Sunday. We're getting the train back to Blackpool. And for some reason, Gaz McKenzie's like, Moan, we'll take a sleeping tablet on the train. And we'll see who falls asleep first. So we're like that. Stephen just like, that's a great idea, aye. So we've all took a sleeping tablet. Sure enough, get my gas was asleep first. So we get to the stop and we're trying to get him up. We just can't get him up. Honestly, it's just shaking him, slapping him, everything. So eventually gets up
and walking from the train station to the taxi, he couldn't move his legs. He couldn't walk 5 yards without sleeping or falling.
Oh, it was honestly mental.
What a guy, big gazes, man.
That 6 months was brilliant on and off the pitch.
Have you any stories for us with the boys?
Did you stop going out with them once you were a manager?
I had to. That 1 minute you're the teammate. We just had our Christmas party. I took over, I think it was mid-January. And 1 minute you're all their mates, and then next minute you need to make decisions. You need to drop some of them. And
did you drop him?
No, he was... I'm not just saying it because he's here, but he was great for me. He was.
There was... It's a good club, but people don't realise how bad it was at that point under the owners, and how much... Like when Paul Lynch left, and then some of the players just chucked it, didn't they?
Oh, they did.
So for the last 6 months... It was a shock to everyone we stayed up.
It was. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, I think it was something like 19 games or something, hadn't they won?
Right.
And then you're thrown right into it, and then I had to go and make a few signings. I begged the chairman, I go, Andy,
for Middlesbrough. Begged the chairman for him,
No, but I'd seen Andy before when he was at Livingston, and he had a few loans. Was it Bradford you were at? Always kept not, that.
Walsh always the one before it, Bradford after.
I would always keep an eye on it, but he came in, he was great for me.
Andy,
I brought Goody in as well. He was good sometimes, other times he wasn't. But he's a top player. But
yeah.
Good players. Good players.
Did you have posters on your wall when you were younger, seriously?
Aye.
No way.
No, generally. But the boys used to wind me up about that all the time, didn't they? Bob especially. Bob would always be at it. But we used to speak mere about Rangers and Blackpool probably.
That's all it was.
That must have been similar for you though when you went and played with Craig Beattie at Ayr.
Big pupid. No thanks. And I just wanted to touch on it. She was saying it was a half of Fergie going as a manager. Did you find it hard when he became the manager because he was your mate?
Nah.
Did you still respect him?
Aye, but it's actually anyone, any coach or manager you respect, you'll run through the walls for him basically. And I think there was a right good group of good boys there that outweighed the fannies basically, because right. there was a few of them that just didn't give a fuck.
Names, nah. Nah, I don't
couldn't even tell you their names, to be honest with you.
And plus the fans were against the club, they were arguing with the chairman. It was a nightmare scenario for the boys to be in. So we just had to get into a mindset of trying. The way we played wasn't great to watch. I'm honest, we had to set up 4-5-1. It was horrible. But we got the results.
The two games ago we were in the relegation zone and we went to Wigan. Wigan were flying at the time. I think they were fourth or fifth. I can't remember. I think it was. And what a day that was, beat them 2-0.
We were brilliant that day. We were really good that day. The pressure was on the boys.
Yeah.
And you know what it's like when you put a bit of pressure on, you see the ones that come through it. And Dobie was, he was great that day.
Player,
he was great that day. But the boys were brilliant, especially the second half. Second half, we battered them. But
did the boys not find it weird that when he played that they all had to pass the ball to the manager?
And that's what I'm saying, but I can only remember the one game. I couldn't really remember the Burnley game, probably for all the stuff that happened after, but they played Leeds in a game, which happened where it's quite a lot. I remember we played very, very well that day against Leeds, and Leeds were flying in the league and on. Elland Road's probably the hardest place to go in the Championship, but we get beat 1-0, and it was me and you in the middle of the park that day. And I just gave it to him, basically.
Much was he on a week? Because you knew all the way, much was he on a week?
Too much. He's won a few quid. Well,
did you all get paid?
I gave him extra because he was a Rangers man.
What, on the side?
No, on Tappy's wage.
I did good to scarf a wee bags. I love the wee brown bags used to give me.
There was something else in your brown bag.
Smack. Right, you were ready, Slaney Kev, he's ready for us.
Aye.
Right, Celtic v Rangers. Paul Slaney, I'll ask you first, what did you make of the events from Saturday's game?
Seriously, I need the real Lennon to turn up. That's not him. That is not Neil Lennon. I honestly believe the man that's stunned at that touchdown is a stunt double. I really do. It's even in 70 minutes, Celtic are passing the ball side to side, and he's just sitting down, no saying anything. That isn't, mate, I remember in training, if I passed the ball back the way, he would be screaming the heat off me. But do you notice that? Do you feel that as well, but?
Hey, I was the same, mate. He used to go mad at me for passing it back.
Listen, the three centre-halves had the most touches for Celtic, right?
I think that's happened most games
this
season.
But looking at, from a Rangers point of view, they set up and allow them to have the ball they shouldn't have. So they got
just
that tactic
to me
right
before that show. Come on,
you've stole my point.
Didn't even know that. So
that's the best way to do it.
Thanks very much. And honestly, the way they played, it was like a testimonial at times, Simon. And honestly, they brought the last two subs on. I thought John Higgins and fucking Martin Comiston should have came on. That's how fucking bad it was.
I agree with Lenny. See, last year when they actually played Lenny's style of football, getting the ball forward early, that's when Celtic played their best football after January. It's kind of went back to that Brendan Rodgers style of passing the ball slowly, pointlessly around the back. Would you agree?
Because Lenny's team's always aggressive with the ball, aren't they?
But Fergie, they never even made a tackle.
No, I know.
That's not like a Neil Lennon team, is it?
That's the biggest thing that jumped out to me when I came back after my game and watched it. But you see everybody got, I think it's over the top with Lennon. It's one game. Yeah. That's the way I look at it. It's only 3 points for Rangers. Aye, Rangers were the better team. But I thought Rangers' tactics were spot on. Leave the 3 centre-halves in the ball, but Slaney stole off me. And as soon as they go to a certain area, they started to press them. And then when Rangers got the ball, Rangers kept it. Rangers were decent on the ball.
I've seen
Rangers play better, but
aye, 100%. See, for me, you've seen one team that's played the exact same way for 2.5 years in the big games, domestic games, European level, and you've seen a team that's transitioned into a different shape and it's no worked for 7-8 games. Yeah. Yous were crying out for 3-5-2 for them to change that. It's no worked since it's happened.
I know, but I don't think they've had a settled side at 3-5-2. I think last year when they'd done well, they had a settled side. I do agree,
they've not had a settled side, right? But this, the way they played at the weekend is the way they've played against Ross County, yeah, Sarajevo, Riga. They've played this way for 7-8 games. I don't know how everybody just expecting for them to turn up against Rangers and just flip a switch and be unbelievable.
See, Saturday, I thought it was made for him to go 4-5-1 and make it hard. It'd be hard to beat it up until 60 minutes and then you can get Griffiths and Yeti on the pitch.
Sorry, I think that it was an easy decision for Lennon to make it 4-5-1 because he didn't have the attacking options that he hoped he would have had. So to start with Elanusi and Kamara, who for me, they two haven't really got going at any point in the season. So what I can't understand is, Fergie, you might be able to help me here with this one. If you've got a Ajeti and Griffiths on the bench, right, they're fit enough to be in the bench. Mm. Surely you as a manager, would you say to the two boys, what can you give me today, boys? 60 minutes?
Do you know what? I thought about it. Adrenaline will get you through the games. You don't need to be 100% fit. Listen, I've went into a couple of Old Firm games. I'm sure Andy will be the same. I'm sure we're all the same here. Mm-hmm. We've went into games where we've not been 100% bang on it. We've missed training, we've missed a certain amount of games. I just think when you've got a team sheet comes in and there's no Edward on it, there's no Griffiths on it, there's no Ajeti on it, then that is giving you a wee lift in that dressing room. I don't care what Emdis is.
Sports scientists now, you've got to play a certain amount of minutes and there's a programme before you can start again.
But I seen Lee Griffiths come on a couple of weeks ago against St Johnson for the 14 minutes and he was buzzing a bit.
Huh?
Yeah. He was buzzing a bit.
Plus, he's had another 2 weeks training on top of that.
I'm sure he would have been in there every single day, getting battered in terms of running and making sure he's up to a certain level. But maybe that's Lenny making a point.
Right. Mm. To me, say that Celtic, when they're attacking, you're talking about the 3 centre-halves having the most touches on the ball. They were kind of like bypassing the midfield. It wasn't really linking well there. I don't think anybody had any comms in the front two to keep the ball. If we're going to look at the first goal, it was up to Elanusi. It was fired into him. He did great to get the ball under control. But then once he's got under control, just relax. He's made a slack pass back to, I think Morelos ends up getting it, and then Ayers had to foul Kent. Led to a free kick. That's what leads to a goal. I think if that's Griffiths or Ajeti, they're holding that boy in a wee bit longer, waiting for players to come in and make it a 5-yard pass rather than the 10, 15-yard pass that Elanusi's tried to create. I just think that there was no confidence from the team that, from the word go, there was disappointment in the team sheet from the Celtic players. Even
the 3-5-2 worked last season because you had two top strikers playing scoring goals. It doesn't work if you've not got the two strikers playing, so he's just trying to force it in.
Trying to force it in?
Absolutely, sir.
Missed the fans. Slaney's missing the fans that much. Him and Paul Tim have started up an OnlyFans, haven't you?
Absolutely.
And if you thought that Gerrard used Kamara well Saturday morning, you should have seen how him and Paul Tim used the camera Saturday night.
He used it great.
Go on, jackass, and go. Should he save that?
Honestly, see him. See the night before, right? The Slaines have got a tradition every night before an Old Firm, the whole family pack in, living room, scarf on the telly. Love that. Do you just put the Rangers scarf on the telly? Right, listen. So we did a tradition, and I watched it the night before of the games. And
where's your tradition?
All the family come to the night before, right? We stay up through the whole night and
before an Old Firm game.
And watch all the previous Old Firm games. Like, so we watched it. We watched it the night before, And I knew last season that Rangers played better. The last few films have been much better. And I'm fucking just losing train of thought again. And so, and then we did that. I watched it and seen Fraser Foster fucking just noises coming out of me, isn't
there? All right, sorry, on you go.
Nah, I watched Fraser Foster, Simon, and he won Celtic the Cup final. I mean, they missed about 15 chances, he was there. That gives the team a full lift, seeing the big man in goals, and then you replace him with Barkas. Listen, I hope the kit man doesn't put Barkas on his tax, puts Barkas on it with no number. I don't think he deserves a number. What else was I going to say? I don't even know what I was going to say.
Brilliant, that's enough.
Thanks very much.
That's enough for the full day, mate. Amazing. Right, Andy, we're going to come to you, mate. Who was your standouts for Rangers? Kamara?
Andy O'Madder.
Aye.
He called it.
Andy.
Looks a top player.
What did you think of him when he came?
Very good. I've said to him, he's the type of player that...
He goes about his business quietly, doesn't he?
He's the type of player that I don't think fans... Well, appreciate him. He's the type of person that when you see him every single day in training, you see how comfortable he is in the ball. In tight areas in the pitch, he's just, you can eat him anywhere.
What's that?
That's unbelievable.
Biscuit.
Aye, it is unbelievable.
Get a spoon, bro.
You get a wee coffee, get a wee biscuit off it.
That's so good, man.
Wait,
that's
you got
that spread.
Sorry, Andy, on you go.
No, that's fine.
So, Kamara, who else? Tavernier again.
For me, big Phil Hollander's been an unsung hero this season.
Mate, he's blocking
just solid.
Great block.
I've told you, for what he lacks in pace, his positional sense is outstanding. And again, I've got to say it, I don't even think Rangers were great at the weekend. You look at the front three, Alfredo was quiet, he was just like a nuisance at times. Kenty was alright in flashes, but no anywhere near what he's been this year. Brandon Barker was quiet. Rangers were comfortable. Just once they got 1-0 up, they just sort of tried to control the game, see out the game. But we spoke about, you mentioned nae fans, how it was going to be first Old Firm with nae fans. I've never seen an Old Firm with a slower tempo than that game ever.
Yeah. I can't remember a tackle,
All game. Uh-huh. All game. For the first, and I mean this with the utmost respect, it looked as if Celtic approached the game as a 4 points at Mum at home, genuinely.
Yeah.
The tempo within the game, the touches, every time somebody took a touch, it was 3-4 touches before they made a decision. A pass was just side to side, it wasn't skipping players and just trying to move the ball quicker. The tempo within the game. And once Rangers went 1-0 up, it suited them to the ground, because that's what they do in Europe all the time in all big games.
Kev, I know Lenny's getting a lot of stick on Twitter and stuff like that, but players need to do better. Guys like Ncham, as you say, Glenn Kamara was bought for 50 grand. Ncham was bought for 5 million quid.
Mm-hmm.
I looked the opposite on Saturday. These guys have got a chance of being heroes, mate, 10 in a row.
Andy summed it up earlier with Rangers, like saying Rangers didn't play particularly well. That's even worse for Celtic, the fact that Rangers didn't play well, Si. And you could actually say that the three boys at the back, all the touches they got, they could be quicker. But then we talked about, if we go back to the Scotland chat we had last week, when Burnley, I was saying that demand the ball more. That's where you want the Celtic midfield to demand the ball. Come and get it. Get Brown. We always talk about Scott Brown, how he dictates the tempo of Celtic's play. I always believe in Celtic get good performance against Rangers, it's when he's in control of the game. He was non-existent. You get Brown non-existent, Old Firm, the rest just kind of... Everyone just kind of folds. But there was no tempo from... I think they started all right. I think the Vailanusi scores the one over the keeper.
What about that effort, though?
The first 10 minutes was even. Until Rangers scored
until
the goal.
Until Rangers scored, but just...
You made a good point. Rangers dictate it, the tempo of the game. Rangers dictate it, the flow of the game.
Mm-hmm. What?
Midfield three.
Yeah.
Devo, you know what you get for Devo.
The midfield, lovely the, on the ball. Midfield three day.
Arfield, listen, he was out of the team at the start of the season. Since he's come into the team, I think he's been one of Rangers' best players. But Kamara, for me, 50 grand. What a snip. Technically, really good in the ball, but his work rate as well. And I'm with Andy.
His work rate's so underrated.
A lot of my mates never gets mentioned. They never mention Kamara. It's always Jack, Devo, Arfield, Aribo, which rightly so, they're good players, but.
See, generally, right, I've played left back for Rangers in this team. 90% of the time, you don't even need to defend.
You said you would have been. I watched for that Saturday, mate. You were spot on.
Watch the way Rangers play it in European games or big games against the Old Firm. The fullbacks never ever get exposed 1v1 or 2v1 because the midfielders all shuffle across as a team and they just half the pitch.
I noticed that Saturday.
The only way a team can affect it as if they go back and it's a big switch of play.
Is that a wee Volk said? Is it's the two centre halves and the two holding midfielders? The other one that always
shuffles across.
So if the full back
Kamara kept
on,
getting out to Frimpong, didn't he? Saturday, I noticed him. That's very good.
Watch it, the Rangers let the back three have it. As soon as it went to Frimpong or was it Laxett?
Laxett.
Tavernier was right up his backside, and so was Barisic with Frimpong.
Yeah.
So they played the game perfect, and as soon as Rangers go to it, they kept it, they moved it. And some of I thought Arfield's movement
runs
about,
in behind
the link up.
He goes and takes people where people don't want
that's
to go.
That's what we talked about. It's the movement, the yes. runs that he's in that position where nobody knows who to pick him up. Uh-huh. Who's picking him up, because he doesn't stick to that one position. He moves all over the place, and I think it's difficult. Obviously, the second goal came from him getting in that. Kind of to Kamara first.
Yeah.
He managed to keep the ball, a couple of 1-2s, right. Eventually the ball came in, but the defending, Celtic had four on the line,
you don't
still managed to find goals.
You don't see many midfielders like Arfield now.
No, everyone wants to put a feet in.
They want to go in and, listen, get the ball down and play the game, but he goes and
did
runs
you think,
20, 30 yards.
Because of how well Kamara and the rest of the midfield, Devo and that, do that, allows him to do that. Right. It's like
also it gets,
but it's worked
Celtic
on, doesn't it?
Thing.
It's not, he doesn't just run anywhere. It's worked
it
on the training ground.
It gets here in midfield three thinking, then they didn't need to pass him on to the centre half, because he was running in areas where Ayer didn't know whether to go with him. Was Scott Brown going with him? Was McGregor going with him?
I've said so to you,
he was massive in the game. Arfield.
I've said to you so many times, every player knows an instruction, everybody knows their role.
Yeah,
played the exact
that.
Same way for 2 years. Yeah. So see when these bigger games comes, that's when you see the thrush into it, because it's just second nature to you. You've been doing it every week for so long. Whereas for a Celtic point of view, like I said, they've changed to this new shape and they've no played well since they've done it. Fair enough if you're saying they've not got a Celtic team, they've not got their two best strikers, but you don't see any
movements
of play that's just continuous within a game.
See how you're saying there, like with Celtic, obviously they didn't have their best forward hitting players playing. See how they played Edward. I don't think it would have been any different Saturday.
I think it would have been, but Edward's played the last seven games, but sorry, I'm going to say that but Edward scores that
goal, as good as the service you get, right? And the back three in the midfield five for Celtic didn't provide the two forwards with any service. So what would have been, because Edward doesn't run channels or go in behind as much, he likes the ball into his feet. So where was it in the game that those
other
seven or eight are going to he scores the goal potentially that changes the thing? But I just think that Celtic, forget the forwards as much, I think the other eight, the performances wasn't a good enough side to even get a sniff in the Rangers.
Anyway, what about Laxalt debut? How do you think he done? Just back for Benny Dunn, as we've said.
Aye, back for Benny. I think the first half he did look a wee bit lost, but I think as the game went on, I think he was Celtic, one of Celtic's better players. I know that wouldn't be hard, but I do think he was one of the best. But just when
we've seen up the Forge, Claire's accessories getting his ears pierced and hanging.
Brains, what did you say about Duffy's toes again?
Brains,
he's a 12 million quid player. You see Milan paid for him.
I thought when you seen the type he was, 4-5-1 with Taylor behind him, just stop Rangers for the first 60 minutes, and then I thought Lenny would have went on that, but obviously he's went 3-5-2, and that was the areas that Rangers exposed, wasn't it?
Yeah, another thing with Rangers, but see the two, I know Morelos and Barker weren't really in the game, but seeing they lose the ball in Kent, it's a sprint back.
Aye. Positional sense is brilliant as well.
They did a certain job. Obviously Kent's great going forward, and they mentioned a few minutes ago, but see when he loses the ball, his work rate to get back is unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's on a different planet at times.
See, the most frustrating thing for me was probably the easiest old for him I've seen. But people are saying Rangers weren't they playing well, but I don't think they had to.
No.
Do you know what I mean? See if Celtic had then maybe upped it. Rangers could, but they're just in so much control. It was just so easy. How can that be possible?
I don't even think if Rangers hadn't even turned up, like physically no turned up, I think Celtic would still have struggled to get a draw. That bad.
Rangers had,
you could probably pick three or four moments where the combination play was very good.
Second goal was good.
But out with that, it was like you say, that they didn't need to do it, so they just sort of controlled the game and just.
I need to see Morelos in the box here. That's how he's working now. Why did it? I'm my number nine. I need my number nine in the box.
Yeah.
I need to get him in the box.
See, from Celtic's point of view, they've not been playing well. What do you think it's doing to?
I don't think the shape's working, honestly. I really don't.
But see,
I
agree with you, but see when they played the 4-3, they done it via Kamara, the 4-3-3.
Why did it work last year, now it's not?
Because they had the Edward and Griffiths firing, but none of them have been fit the full season, so why? Yeah. So, see with the team, everybody's talking about they had a weaker team. See with the team they've got, Can you tell me that suited for a free?
No, that's what I'm saying. I would have went
still
had
good quality. Yeah. They still had good quality in the team.
Aye, aye, I know, but
keep same with everybody. I've seen people mention Edward, Christie, all these guys, obviously Griffiths and Ayeti. One player, I think, massive for Celtic.
Forrest.
Yeah.
He's the one that gets stick off for Celtic
fans. Do you know
what? Fair
game spot. He gets criticised more when Celtic are winning than these players are when Celtic are losing.
He's a massive player for Celtic, James Forrest. I don't care what anybody says.
The thing with James Forrest is he when he's playing out the wing, he stays up in the wing. Yeah. He's looking to attack. Yeah. If he doesn't get by his demand, he comes back, he keeps the ball and he's making more angles. With Frimpong, I find, as good as he is, sometimes he's looking to cover more defensively sometimes, and when he gets forward, and Saturday was a prime example of no knowing where to come and go.
But they were all like that, I thought, okay, the full team, they weren't sure whether to
like
come or go.
Fergie summed up with the two, Tavernier and Barisic, hitting them too quick. So when they had the ball, they had to go inside. Then the Rangers midfield were on top of the Celtic midfield. Then they had to go back to Ayer, and that was it. Then Rangers sat back in again, and they let Celtic come forward, and the same kept happening. It just came back, forth, back, and it was just one of
the things. Forrest's numbers over the last 3-4 years have been ridiculous as well. So you're taking somebody's numbers like that out of the team, Christie's numbers, Edward's numbers. So obviously they're going into the game with no full-strength side, but like they've no played well for 7-8 games.
But Christie and Forrest have not been playing every week.
No, I don't.
Celtic.
No. And they get criticised all the time.
60 goals between them.
I know.
But Edward and I keep going on about. I don't know how many
the
times
we've spoken about it. Yeah.
James Forrest. I just think he brings so much to Celtic. No, just going forward. See back the way as well.
Yeah.
He works his panning.
But Slaney, your dad was so angry he's cancelled his Celtic Views subscription. Is that right?
Aye. That's done. Do you know who was delivering it?
Who?
Tom Boyd. He was delivering it. And about the mole at the club.
And he was telling
Tom Boyd was whispering it.
So, they sell it. Have you in the house anymore now?
Nah, they sell it. We just bought read other magazines now.
see that? See the Lenny hang
there's
after
no much
the
reading in the magazines, does
no,
it?
No, pictures. My dad's
by the way, do you know what I think it's important. In fact, I loved Gerrard and Goldson's interviews after the game as well, because they know that last year probably get too carried away with doing this first year last year. Me? Probably took it more too far on Saturday.
Honestly, I get carried away after that last Old Firm game.
You could even see like everybody's. You could even see where like the manager's reaction to winning it last year, because it was just that long since the team won at Parkhead. It was just like a relief.
That's all. That's the learning. That's learning for your mistakes.
But they know that. Like, listen, leagues don't get won in October. There's many big games to come, and it's consistency. You need consistency to win a league. And last year,
mindset.
Off the back of that game, well, obviously the form for the last 6 months.
There's a different mindset. There's a definitely a different mindset.
Would you think that because of the no fans, that some of those Rangers players are able to maybe like excel a wee
Kev,
bit more?
I've spoken about this. I would be absolute shocked if you asked any player. Would they rather play in front of their fans or 60,000?
Well, I'm not saying they would want to play in fans, but what I'm trying to say is that the fact that there isn't any fans, is there a wee bit of... What's the word?
See, I don't think you're the type, but did you ever notice last year when the fans were on the back that people wouldn't maybe try the same things as what they would?
100%, but I think it's the same at Celtic as well. But Celtic have been better in big games. Listen, there was no fans at this game. The last 7 Old Firm games, Rangers have won 4 of them. Yeah. So you can't just say off the back of this game. Obviously, I've not got much experience. I only played 30 minutes, but it's horrible. It's actually horrible playing with no fans because you can see why there's periods of games where it is flat and it does feel like a friendly and a bit of a testimonial. I don't feel as if that should happen in Old Firm, though. Like, you should know the magnitude of the game.
See, you're coming up against your enemy. You should be more self-motivated. Yes, and I think Rangers were motivated big time for the game.
Is it a worry as well for Celtic fans? A lot again on Twitter have said that the last 3 games Rangers have dominated it playing the exact same way, and Celtic have still no sussed about playing against them.
The thing is though, right, this is what I've said. Celtic have been better than Rangers for the last 2-3 years at beating the other teams. So I think people get caught up too much in Old Firm games because listen, Old Firm games take care of yourself, but it's whoever's got the best record against the other 9 teams, because that's when you get the majority of your points. Yeah. That's where Rangers will know now after the back of this game. They still need to keep doing what they're doing against the other teams, because that's not what they've done over the last 2-3 years.
It's only 11 games. There's only 11 games in. It's only 3 points. See the way you've got to think of this. And it's mad. Go and enjoy your Saturday night in the house with the family. See, come training today.
Aye.
Monday. It's focus again. Yeah. It's 3 points. Only 11 games played. Yeah. There's a long way to go.
Is that what I say? Like, I've got, they know that if they get a fully fit 11, they can go and win.
As much as we've just chatted about what we all think of the game and how people perform, see, ultimately, si, if Celtic win their game in hand, there's a point between the two. There's still three Old Firm games to go. There's still, what is there, one of the games you played, 37, 38? So there's still 26 games to go, do you know what I mean? So it's nothing. And like Andy summed up there, Rangers have probably feel confident playing Celtic. Every time they play Celtic, they'll feel that, if you've got the better of these, it's the other games. It's the going away to Easter Road. It's the going to Pittodrie's. Right. It's the maybe the wee slip-ups at Livingston or something. Celtic's in the same boat, but Celtic seem to do better beating those teams consistently rather than what Rangers did. But I think Rangers will learn from their mistakes.
It's a big one this week coming up for Celtic or away to Pittodrie's.
Celtic's next run of games are massive.
You know what I mean? But
Celtic have got a fantastic squad of players. I've heard people moan about the board. Not at all. I mean, they've backed the manager and stuff.
He spent a fortune.
I mean, their squad is unbelievable. The worrying thing for Celtic is the way they're playing.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? Why? Like, how is it going to change? This has been all season. Like, what's going to? You can get the players back fit, but I mean, when Edward was playing, he was miles off it. Mm. So why are all these players underperforming? So they need to have an in-house meeting and sort it out.
I think Rangers could pick two positions for Rangers that changes have been made. Aye. Whereas Celtic's at 6 or 7 this week, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And I think you know that.
I couldn't agree more though. It's like, forget the result, it's Celtic's performances they need to start trying to get. Because listen, if they win their game in hand, they're a point behind. But Rangers have went to Parkhead, Pittodrie, Easter Road, Livy away. These are probably your toughest games in the league. Celtic have not went away to any of these teams yet. So don't get me wrong, they're going to go into the games and they're going to be fancy to win. But the thing they need to worry about is improving their performances, and once they improve their performances, they're going to start winning. Because they're going to win games more convincingly.
See where the performance, you can get away with that with the lower teams in the league. But see, when you play a Rangers, you play a team that's up for it, you'll not get away with it. Similar to what we've seen about Scotland, you can get away with it playing like that. When a big team comes,
the next run of games has got to define a big part of the season side, because Celtic's got Aberdeen, Milan, a couple of other big league games coming up. This is a chance for them to get a system. Try and perform well, get some confidence from the performance, or it could go totally the other way, and they might end up going in a slump and no win games. Confidence gets fucking deflated, it saps out the team. Who knows where we could be for Christmas time?
There was a key thing Neil Lennon said after the Champions League game, they get put out. Players don't want to be at this club. Not one player left. So who's he talking about? They're left there now.
But then guys like Turnbull does want to be there. Why is he no player?
I like a bit of aggression. I like it.
I agree with that though. I agree with that statement. He said that people didn't want to be here. They're all still there.
Fergie, have you spent time with Gerrard since he became Rangers manager?
No.
Have you met him?
No. I've played against him a few times, met him in a night out actually. I think he was up here for a stag do he was up for a few years back.
But no, since he's been Rangers manager, you've not met him then?
No, mate, I've not.
You met Pedro, didn't you?
Oh my God.
Oh, you were going for the job, weren't you, the first team coach?
I'm glad, mate. I just went, the guy never got Rangers. I don't care what anybody says.
See what you said to him? That done the rounds in the dressing room, everybody was loving it.
No, but he was asking about the Scottish game, and I start talking about Pittodrie, Tynecastle, Easter Road, Fir Park, horrible places to go. You've got to change, you know what I mean? Sometimes you've got to roll your sleeves up, make sure you win the battle, and he's looking at me thinking, no, I play this way and this way only. I says, it's not going to operate. It's not going to work. It's not going to work at Rangers. And he just looked at me and I thought, I have no chance of this job. And I walked. I'm glad I never got it, because, see, honestly, if I did work with him, I'd probably get sacked after 3 or 4 weeks. Because the guy never got what Rangers is all about.
Yeah. He's a clown, wasn't he?
That first team coaching job, that should be yours at Celtic.
I can't believe they've not got me back in, seriously. It's, mate, it's crying out.
What was in the rounds, Andy?
What you said to him, I don't know if it's true or no, but do you want me to say what?
I don't care. Aye.
So apparently he said to you, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And you went, sitting in your seat.
I love that.
No, so that, but everybody loved it. You're like, fucking 5 years, only 5 weeks.
That's right. That was at the end of the meeting. Aye. And he just looked and he's done that. Right, thanks, nice to meet
but
you.
But what I will say is, what I think you say, if you're trying to get a fucking first team coach job, I want your fucking job.
You're right, man.
I love that.
You're right, mate. I'd have run and rattled the troops. Actually, they needed a wee bit of a G up.
Yeah, and Gavin Stratton said that to Lenny through the earpiece.
Who's on that earpiece?
I still want to know.
Seriously? Honestly, I think there must be a PlayStation controller you can't see. He's talking to his mates on it. I'm sick of him.
Imagine he was online.
I think he's online on a computer.
On his phone. Right, we're talking about Andy's debut. What a debut, young man. Well, so what, were you warming up on the side and then Robbie gives it the... You're on. did he tell you how long you'd play beforehand?
I went back to first day of training was Thursday. I was just happy, obviously, asked if I feel as if I'm ready, and I said aye. Obviously, just eager to get back involved, but I think it was more, I don't know if I would have got the minutes if Dundee didn't score the second goal to make it 4-2, so basically just call me over. Because, like I said, see when these games, when there's no fans, every single game I've seen, there's a period of 15, 20 minutes where it goes flat.
Yeah. Mm.
So when they made it, scored the second 4-2, I think he just wanted to come on and inject a bit of energy, get a foot in the ball and try and, obviously, help the team just control the game again. And
see the young boy in the middle of the park, what'd you call him?
Andy Irvine.
Oh, I like him.
He's a good player. Oh, very good player.
Nice on the ball.
Who's your left footer? Let's go two.
Oh, Kingsley, mate. What a left foot that is. That is sweet, isn't it? Like, how happy for the Dundee goalie had pins and needles for your shot?
Do you know what, right? I've actually got a no bad record, but I'm not a goal scorer. I think I've scored about 4 goals against him. Honestly.
Against him,
Jack Cameron. I'm sure I've scored like 3 or 4 against him now.
Some game football he watched.
It was a great game.
What an advert for Scottish football. See some of the goals for both teams.
Yeah, Charlie Adams, what a goal.
The goals were very good. But I said that, I think we're a good team.
Yeah.
And like...
I'm honest with you, you have got to be winning that league. Yeah. I don't care. With the quality you have got.
I like Harry.
You're still getting... There's still Harry's a few good, players to come back, Nazy.
But see the boys that we're all mentioning now, this is boys that are like being in and out the team. This is a squad. Like, yeah. It's actually a good squad. Yeah. Mm. So, but I said to Kev, obviously off the back of the Inverness game, boys hadn't played for like 200 games, I could still sense that, see, even though when it was 1-0 going into like 10, 15 minutes ago, there was a bit of nerves there because the record last year. But we're 4 games into it now, and you can see the confidence is going. I think people are starting to believe we could be a right good team here. Yeah.
It's
a good. I know there's no fans in, but it's a brilliant stadium to play. I don't care what MDC. That's my favourite.
There's a man that
my two games I remember. Obviously the Derby first and foremost. But see when we played Rangers there, what a fucking atmosphere!
I love it
because Rangers obviously come with a crowd. They take the full stand. And oh man, that's one of the best games I've played.
It's a good club. I know it's a big club.
Tynecastle's a brilliant. It's that.
They're right on top
that
of you.
That gladiator feeling where everyone's right on top of you and like building the atmosphere.
Right, you say as well, fair play to Lee McCulloch breaking the Shetland pony's teeth in for him. what has happened to his teeth?
I've so told you, man. Jig's brilliant. Jig.
Like, some man in
it. There's a way to Turkey to get them
down. Aye, 100%.
Sergey, do you remember the game you took me off and I cracked the dugout?
Here we go, man.
Remember I cracked the dugout and acted like a hard man? You were like, get fucking in, stupid. And I ran in. Remember that? Yeah, I cracked the dugout, right? And I was like, he's done like the subs like at me, and he's like, just get fucking in, and I ran in like that. But see, to be fair, can I just say this? Like, I watched the last one back.
Very comfy.
I don't know, I don't really listen. So I watched the last one back, right? And me and my dad and my watched it, and I was like, you've came across terrible there. Like, Fergie's came on, and he was brought me. Fergie could have came on and like slaughtered you the way you were, not right? And you were joking about the stuff. When I came on here and I'm joking about certain stuff I'd done, it's light-hearted. Of course I took football serious, do you know what I mean? So don't start saying I'm laughing at the way things went. Not at all, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
You don't need to justify yourself, Andy.
Thanks very much, Si. But I just don't want to think that when I was at Clyde that I disrespected you or Bob. Maybe a wee bit Bob sometimes. But no, I wish I was the way, when I was 16, working with him when I was 20.
Yeah. I have noticed, though. I think you're trying to copy his hair, eh?
Aye.
Us two are sexy, to be fair, man.
Good looking gingers.
Do you think if you went back now and your Fergie was your manager again, would you have done things differently?
Absolutely not. No, I can't help myself, I just want to always joke, but no, I would have, like, I always said he was one of the greatest managers I've ever seen. And,
Fergie, see your coaching up at Kilty, right? Does Bob take all the training or do you take me?
No, I do... I do quite a lot of it. I need to get to a stage where I need to take a step back sometimes and let Bob go and do more. But Bob's really good. Bob write good ideas about the game. Knows the game inside out. I mean, he's know what type of player he was. He's a right good player, Bob. But no, I like being on the grass with the boys. I mean, I've got guys that should be playing 2 or 3 levels above. And do you know what? They all listen, they all want to learn. and sometimes it's good to take them. I like taking the midfielders away and working on certain things with them, but there's nothing better than on the grass with your boys.
Do you still train?
No. I train myself. I don't train with the boys. Mm. No.
How no?
I don't think it's
right. End up booting them?
Huh?
Would you end up kicking them?
Aye, probably. But I've got good players.
Aye, no, that's some good players.
Really good fair. Players. And you know what? They take it on the chances. Sometimes I have a wee pop. I still think there's a place in the game where you've got to be straight with players and you've got to have a pop at them. And they take it on board. They don't go and you don't lose them. You know what I mean? They'll come back in the next night and or say it's a Saturday. They'll come back in the Tuesday and they'll be desperate. Right, what did I do wrong on Saturday? They want to know. So I'll watch the game, obviously, on the Sunday, and then I'll talk them through a few things and go and I'm there to help them.
I always think, though, if the manager's having a go at you and you're sitting there fucking bemused at what he's saying to you, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Because you know when you've been shite, so you should be grateful for the manager getting
the
you.
The manager's having a go at you, it's for your benefit.
It's for
you,
of course it is.
Aye, but at the end of the day, I'm there to try and help them, no matter if they're 20-year-old or 30-year-old.
Yeah.
I retired at 37 and a half, and I never stopped learning. And I'm still young as a manager. I've only been a manager for, 4 years now. I've still learned. You never stop learning.
But do you set yourself goals?
I've got to win the league.
No, but I mean long-term goals, are just the job that you're in?
No, no, in terms of did I see myself going somewhere else. I've had the opportunity to go full-time. I've had, 3-4 opportunities and it's not been right for me. I want to go somewhere that's got a bit of ambition, you know what I mean? And
millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, you're going to get a bit of backing where you're allowed to go and change things, because seeing I came in at Kelty, I changed the full squad. I mean, I've only got one player left for I come in.
Wow.
One player for a squad of 21.
You can see Kelty's ambition, I know, and it's like a project, so it's something.
It is. It is, it's good, Andy.
They're probably looking at the next 5 years, I know.
Aye, and I like the way they go about it. It's still get that community feel, where you still get the committee, the older guys that are about, but we've got the general manager, Dean, who's ambitious and wants to take, look, he wants to go as far as he can. There's going to be a limit where you can go to, but he's desperate to get the SPFL.
Do you feel as if you've lost a year off the back of last year?
Aye, I was a bit disappointed, Andy.
That must be a kick in the arse.
We won the league, but still had games to play, but I was merely confident we would have done it and then go to the playoff, and I was confident in the squad I had to beat.
Breaking?
We were first and then breaking, but why not? I don't understand why they didn't.
It was perfect chance.
Go for the 14 and 3-10s, or change it.
I agree, mate.
Run about.
Yeah.
Because I think they don't want clubs like us.
Why?
Because we're ambitious.
I know, but there's a lot of teams happy.
Just to be in League One, League Two, and just stay in League Two.
Let's be honest here, though. There's even junior, like Auckland, like Talbot. Now they're all better than teams that are in League Two.
And I say
you obviously
But we've played two Premier League teams.
So you're looking at your squad. What league you're in now, right? The lower league. If you can keep that level of consistency in players, there's no reason why you couldn't shoot through the leagues once you get to them.
Aye, I mean, with a squad I've got, you always need to, you've got to be respectful. If you go up a level, you've still got to add a bit more quality, you know what I mean? I still think we're two or three players short when I'm trying to sort out the new and get a few in and loan. But I do think I've got players that could easily play championship level.
Yeah. So if you got a job, who would you take as your assistant?
My assistant? Paulie Tim would definitely come.
What? No, I'm saying, who'd you take, Jerry? Does that annoy you?
Are you working in management?
Mate, he is. Seriously, I've worked with coaches, unreal. Coaching. No, mate, you actually, I'm not.
No, the boys at Peterhead says you were decent.
Don't you?
No, I would like to do it, mate.
Are you, Andy?
I'm not sure.
Media, you're media.
The possibility of then moving about again. So, see, I've not got any kids in that, but I want to start a family towards the end of my football career, and I don't want to start a family getting to coaching and then
part-time level, it's full-time.
Yeah.
I'm non-stop on the phone. You want to get into management?
I'd love to. I've started coaching about 10, 12 weeks ago, doing one-to-ones with kids and stuff, and it's only when you get into it you actually realise, fucking hell, when you get good feedback and you help see kids improving, I think,
There's no better feeling when you set a team out and you go to certain places where
the game plan comes
in. And the game plan works. But that's not down to the manager, I think it's down to the players listening and trusting me.
Yeah.
When I'm putting something on a board, Si will tell you, you've not played part-time, haven't you, Andy?
No.
It's hard. I'm only getting them an hour and a half on a Tuesday, an hour and a half on a Thursday, and it's hard to spend time with them.
Yeah.
So they've got to put a lot of trust in me.
Yeah.
20, 30 minutes in that team meeting that I'm going to set up a way to try and get a win.
Can I just say something? I think he's doing Celtic seasoning.
So they are.
He's always on the headsets. I think he's on the headset to start.
You're the man, Aris. He's talking to you during the game. You're
the guy, the Gavin Stratton. Celtic,
you're all involved with it. Mate, can I just see here?
I wondered, mate, what was going to happen.
Where did he come from?
Peterborough.
Was it
send him back.
Assistant manager.
Assistant to Dan Ferguson.
Here's a great wee topic, because I want to be a host now, so I'll just add my wee bit in. Now, we can all answer this. What's the worst managerial decisions you've seen? Maybe it's been when you've had a club, a manager you've seen. Do you remember when Stuart Pearce brought David James, and who was the striker that then he got on? John Matting. Who was the
John
striker?
Martin,
John Matting. And brought David James on up front. So that I was thinking really bad managerial decisions. Do you know what I mean? Have you made any and went, I fucked that up? I know probably signing me was the most one. What about you? Do you remember any?
When I was at Sunderland, right? We signed a boy called Milton Nunes, right? 1.8 million quid, so he turned up at a training ground, right? The guy wasn't even torn on this fucking table. And we were like, oh, he must be some player for the size, all right? They actually signed the wrong Milton Nunes. There was another boy they were trying to sign, they signed the wrong Milton Nunes.
As soon as done that, didn't he?
He came on and took him off.
Remember your mate in McLaren with the brolly?
Oh. I was going to say,
he's a muppet, him. But I can only think of one fake experience, right? And there'll be Rangers fans out there that remember this. We played Motherwell at Ibrox, right? This under Pedro Kitt Senior. We're 1-0 down at half time. We went into the changing room. Lee Wallace, Clint Hill.
I remember that.
Somebody else.
That.
Lee Wallace, Clint Hill. I think it was Lee Hodgson off. On. John Terrell, Mike O'Halloran, Kenny Miller, a striker, two midfielders for three defenders. We went to three at the back. Me, John Terrell, Mike O'Halloran, back three.
No chance.
I swear to God. Rangers fans out there, you'll back me up here.
Yeah, bro, tell the Mike O'Halloran story.
No, he's seen it. Oh, up in Clyde.
Oh, that was Bob. That was Bob. So fucking upset Rangers and the...
Seriously, what did you think of him?
Oh, miles off it, mate. People think it's easy for me to say that because clearly we didn't get along, but people should surely know by now. Do you know what I mean?
No, mate? Who are you talking about? Kishinya.
It was the same, like people always think I had a problem with Paul Le Guin. He was like Kishinya. He came in and never had a clue how big Rangers was and what it was all about. And I just couldn't get my head around the fact that
didn't have a clue about Scottish football.
I was astounded. If you're taking that job, the size of club, you have got to do your homework. Mm-hmm. And who's in your league? Obviously, you'll know about Celtic, but you've got to do your homework on Aberdeens and Hearts and Hibs and Motherwells. Didn't know anything. Didn't know any players. I couldn't get my head around about that.
See, just don't know Haaland to. Was his dad a teacher at a play?
Oh, I saw
that back three.
So that's what I think it was after back of that game, that Motherwell game. So I'm in the house. It was like a Tuesday night or something like that. Bob texts me.
So Bob texts me saying, there's no way I've just came, so he's at Clyde. He's like, there's no way we've just came to training and I've witnessed a Rangers player Dean Crossan finishing with his dad. Did it Broadwood.
So I was like, what? Bob.
So I was like, who? And he's like, mate, Michael Harlan's running down the line on the Astro, whipping balls in for his 60-year-old dad.
Bob's on the training pitch and I've walked in and I just see him growling at me walking down. He's like, Look. I was like, what is it? And I just seen a boy running up and down. I says, what is it? He's like, he plays with Rangers.
He's full time, he's got a choosing, eh? Fucking.
I told you about we can't make air then at Dundee, innit?
No.
We can't make air at Dundee when we were there.
Yeah, I've said this.
Paul Hartley used to slaughter him for his throns, but he couldn't throw the ball properly, it was terrible. So one of the boys was driving down next to a public park in Dundee. Him and his missus had a pair of boots on.
Oh, no, I'm not having that. No way.
Practicing for
no way.
No way.
No way.
Did Mikey Hallen's dad, who's a good near, did he score the needles?
Generally, Bob was telling me Mikey kept scuffing him along his left side.
I love that. What about you and your dad? Would you ever go down and do that when you were professional?
No, actually, my dad used to take us down and just, he used to always make us run up a hill. Always hill runs. He was obsessed with hill runs. That was general. That's not even trying to be funny.
Who, you and your brother?
Me and my brother used to date 6 in the morning all the time up at Sucky Hall Street.
Up Sucky Hall Street?
I see 6 in the morning, see this at campus. The hill right beside, the big hill there. And my dad, every morning, 6 in the morning, my dad used to get us up doing hill runs and they used to just, I can't remember what he held and I used to have to run up and touch it first. It doesn't really bother me.
What do they hold? The trots for the Olympics.
Craig, you see when you're managing to, have you ever like squeezed the dove too tight and killed it?
Mate, that was genius for you last week.
Did you see it, that Steve McClough?
He's a fucking,
I watched it, mate.
It's so bad.
I watched it.
But imagine being Tom Boyd, eh? Tom Boyd?
McClellan? Nah, he was away when I went there.
Impossible.
Unbelievable comment that was.
Oh, that was scary, wasn't it?
Aye.
I want to know who's told him it. Because he said he was once told.
So who's
done it? Surely it was Fergie that told him, was it? Who else would it be?
There are some managers that do like analogies of stupid things, aren't there? We've all experienced it.
Football's simple. Right. It's made complicated with a lot of people.
Aye.
By the way, I hate to talk about this idiot again, right? But Pedro, man, remember his one?
Yes.
Well, the caravan. The dog barks and the caravan keeps moving. Like, what the fuck's going on?
Do you remember where you were when when you first seen that on the telly?
Probably buried my head into my hands or something, but mental.
You see, McLaren though, Holland made you a superstar, but it fucked him, didn't it?
I killed him, didn't he? Because when I was there, I spoke to him all. But knowing the accent, I just spoke
did
myself.
Did you do the twang though?
No, I didn't do the twang, I mean.
Can you do the twang?
I don't do that accent. Yes. I'm rubbish accents.
Right, Aberdeen v St Johnstone, we'll talk about Aberdeen, we'll also talk about St Johnstone v Accies. Derek McInnes disappointed with Aberdeen 0-0 draw. I think they boogied to get a draw, but they couldn't boogie woogie and get a win. Disappointing because I think they battered them, didn't they, Fergie?
Aye, Aberdeen. I've been impressed with Aberdeen. I've got to
good
be honest
players,
with you.
Eh?
Aye. Especially
McCrory and Lewis.
McCrory's done well. I was never too sure of where his best position, but I don't know if you agree. I like him in the middle of the park, like being that kind of dog type player. Him and Lewis have been good together.
See, McCrory, do you think long term he could have, if he'd stayed at Rangers for a couple of years, would he be good enough to play
there?
Do
you know what? I like what he's done.
Yeah.
Be easy for a young boy just to stay at Rangers. At least he's made a decision and thought to himself, do you know what? I'm at an age where I've got to play week in, week out. And he's gone up to, Dell's a good manager. Mm. Him and Doc's real, his coaching's meant to be brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he'll go up there and learn, but fair play to him. I like what he's done.
And Kev, United, you tipped him to struggle this year. He's still sticking by that. I think might not. He's a good signing.
You got slaughtered for it, I know.
I know he did get slaughtered.
You know what? One of the best things, Andy, is when they send you the private mails and they give you the fucking dogs abuse in the private mails and you screenshot them. So when they're at the bottom of the league, the screenshots will come out on here once fucking Monday afternoon and they'll be getting it.
But are you going to send them back?
I'm going to give it back, sorry, but hopefully they pick themselves up. You know, I don't want any team to do bad, but watching the highlights, they had enough chances to win the game.
Who, Aberdeen?
No, Aberdeen. The boy, what do you call the big boy, I like Aberdeen, Hedges.
Hedges, yeah. What about his hair though, man?
I know, but he's a good player, by the way. He is a good player, but a great point for Dundee United, but I don't know, they should have been battered.
Shanklin and McNulty, that's decent.
That's good.
One serious fit, McNulty.
McNulty had a Scotland cap not so long ago, about a year ago, while he was playing with him. So
I thought he was good at Hibs. You're right.
The problem is, Fergie, because we've played them, who's going to give them service? When we played, there wasn't there much creativity.
The boy Bolton.
Yeah, Bolton's decent.
For Man City.
And Chalmers is alright.
He needs to use his pace a wee bit more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was up against, I think I spoke to you about it.
Mm.
He just needs to be a bit more direct, because he's strong and powerful, that boy Bolton, and he can run.
Yeah.
And the boy Robson, he's no bad. The left.
And the wee fullback left. The fullback.
But I know Mickey pretty well. I hope he does well, but it's going to be a long season for him, isn't it?
Where's he fit? I love how he talks, Mickey Mill. You heard him?
Paisley.
Aye.
I love that as well.
He's just normal.
Aye. He's been doing in England for his 15.
And there's others who've been down there that have got the weirdest accents of all time.
Don't get me started.
There's some weird accents flying about just now by you.
Who are you going to mention?
that Barry Douglas is a horrific accent, isn't
it? Oh. Well, that's not as bad as Charlie Adams, surely.
Who else is up there? Oh, there's a few, mate, honestly. Did you know
that? Never lose your accent.
No.
Never.
I try to lose mine, Fergie. I'm fucking hell.
See, when you played with Derek McInnes.
Aye.
Did you think he'd be a manager when he was
I was only like 18, 19, 20 size, so you're not thinking that kind of way, innit, when you're younger.
Yeah.
But Dell was a good player.
Aye.
Neat and tidy.
Played against him in the reserves, mate. I thought he was good.
Aye. And then he done well at St Johnstone, and he had a tough time when he went down to Bristol.
As manager,
aye. Aye. But he's come up, I think he's, I like him, I like the way he goes about his business, and he's got a hard job up there, he needs to rebuild every single season, man.
Yeah.
So we talked about him quite a lot, about like Aberdeen job, he always gets second, always got semi-finals and stuff, and I'm thinking, where can he actually take Aberdeen? It feels like it's a stale job, you know what I mean? But to keep grinding out their positions every year, that takes a lot of character.
Aye, it does.
It's a stale job, but when the money goes in the bank account at the end of the month,
they lose their best players near enough every year, didn't they?
He's been consistently good up there, but that's 7 years.
Looking tremendous, isn't he? He's looking tremendous.
Sexy, man.
Still very handsome.
He still batters his sunbeds, doesn't he?
Would you? Definitely. We'll ask you, because this is your two favourite teams. Chipper played the Mumbler, as Frank said on the Coopman show. 5-3 to St Johnstone. Where did that come from?
I watched that. My boy sent me that. What about when you were talking about the game and Maca? What's going on?
Was he talking about Scotland or something?
He's talking about
Scotland.
He's my favourite person in the world, mate.
He's a legend.
He's on a different planet. If he's on a different planet, Frank's on
But he's brilliant.
Frank's here, Wim.
Yes. Your brother's brilliant with me. There's nothing. He's been brilliant with me from start to
finish. You've stayed with him, haven't you, the last couple of weeks?
Aye. Maybe shot with you now. the Accuracy St Johnstone game, I don't watch it now. I don't watch Scottish football now.
So you should have, because some of the goals are outstanding.
Were they?
Yeah.
I know, I'm even trying to say that to be, since my head's been going back to feeling good again, I just think, stay away from it, I mean, because it brings me back in there. So.
Andy, I'll ask you then, St Johnstone. See, when you look at their team, Conway, Bryson, Wotherspoon, May, got good players, St Johnstone, right?
I said that a couple of weeks ago when Aberdeen signed Bryson, I thought, what a signing that would be.
He's good at Derby now.
I obviously couldn't break into the team, and then went to St George. But St George, four league goals they've scored all season, and scored five at the weekend. So I don't know what's happened, where it's just clicked, probably the fact that they played Hamilton, to be honest with you. But Hamilton, I actually like, I've got a wee bit of a soft spot for Hamilton.
Good. I like the way that
Brian Rice has actually got an identity to how he wants them to play, and they actually have a go at teams.
Yeah.
So see, when you watch them, they're quite exciting. And we're talking about teams recruiting, St Johnstone bringing in these players. They don't really recruit. They just come through their youth team all the time. So I predict them to go down every year, to be honest. But I actually hope they stay up, because
I like listening to Chipper when he talks. Talks for his heart.
Yeah.
He's real. He is real. And as Andy just says there, they've got the lowest budget in the league by a country mile. Mm-hmm. They will have.
Nice. John Hughes' assistant for years, weren't you? You can see that, the way they play football. Jake upstairs.
John Hughes' teams, man, they were total.
They popped it, mate. Oh, they popped it.
Unbelievable. Remember his Falkirk team?
That's the problem. Guys like out the game, you know, we've got these wee specky scientists on the laptops. It's no good enough, but I'm sick of it. Honestly, like, Ian Cattie. It sums up, Ian Cathro's working in the Premier League in England. How is that possible? The guy's a mouse, you know what I mean? But doesn't have a football brain in his body.
John Hughes can't get a job, eh?
I know.
I like listening to him.
So do I.
It's just passion.
Did you meet Cathro at a hang before?
No, I've never came across Cathro.
Oh, did you? I only said that because I thought you met him before.
No, I've never came across him.
It is getting that way now, isn't it? Like, people like that are deciding big football clubs, man. See, when we think about Griffiths no playing after.
I think the days are gone now. So Griffiths has been back for a few weeks, right? You're looking sharp when he came on, sharpening games. The days are gone now with that. So you need to be 30 minutes, another 30 minutes the following week. Then you can play an hour and then maybe start. The days are gone now. He's flying in training, get him playing. I think that's totally gone. I don't think that's Celtic. I think that's everybody.
Yeah, how would you cope with these days, Kev?
The thing is, I played with some what I would call proper old school football manager, so say like some Mick McCarthy. I remember being injured for 18 months, never kicked the ball for 18 months with a hip problem. And I played two reserve games, and I played one reserve game against Middlesbrough one night. I played half an hour and he brought me half. And it wasn't because he says, that's enough. And I was fucking raging. I was going to kill him in the dressing room. I was wanting to play Mail. And then another 45 minutes a week after, then 2 weeks later, he says to me, how you feeling? I went, oh, fuck, feel great. Aye. I says, I'm just glad to be back fit. He says, well, we're playing Brentford tomorrow. He says, and I'm needing you to play, he says, because I know what I'll get out of you. Yeah. And I was like, he says, give me 60 minutes, 70 minutes, it's going to be a tough away. So, he says, Gaffer, you know me, I'll play. So, sorry, I played. We got fucking beaten. I was absolutely honking. Right? I was terrible. And it was too, but Mick McCarthy was willing to take that chance because he knew that if I could have turned up that day, it might have just G'd up the rest of the team. Whereas I don't doubt for a second, had Lee Griffiths and Ajeti maybe started up front side, the team might have got a wee bit of confidence for that. Instead of starting with Kamala and Aylan Usu, I hate going back to the Celtic Rangers thing, I don't think there's a lot of confidence in the types of guys at this minute in time at the club, and I think that's the difference.
We're lucky we've got a modern player. You can tell us. Is that what it's like, though? Is there certain programmes that you get when you're coming back for injury?
Aye, 100%. And it's not even just coming.
Is that frustrating for players, though?
It's not even just coming back for injury. It's literally every single day something could change. So it's like we're talking about second day recovery. You can go into training and feel brilliant.
It's nuts,
and they're telling you, no, you need to do a spin in the gym.
Why?
Does it mean you're doing a spin? You're getting absolutely beasted in the spin. So it's like you're no.
When did football get? When did it happen?
I don't
know. I was full time, so I don't know when it's
changed. Playing a Saturday at 3 o'clock, running my pan in, knocking my pan in, coming in on Monday and just getting on with normal training. There was nearly like away with the scientist, sports scientist, and then an easy jog. It was straight back into normal training.
Plus, I don't know if this is a mental thing, right? I don't know, but I don't know if this is a mental thing. See, when you just keep training, see your stiffness, your soreness, it's like. Say you've never done a gym session in a year and then you go and do upper body in the gym, how stiff are you the next day?
Yeah.
So see when you just keep training, see these wee niggas, they just take care of themselves and you just play through it. It's when you stop.
You used to both play doing stuff as Fergie, you were always the Premier League, but the Championship, Saturday, Tuesday, every week, and you loved it. You never have a fault. And the Wednesday was the best thing, is you got the Wednesday half. Tuesday was great if you had a home game, so you go out and get a wee drink on the Tuesday night, fucking Wednesday club sorted. But it was Saturday, Tuesday, every fucking week, and nobody ever turned around and said to you, you boys are working too hard. I remember my first full season of Championship, 53 games I played. We went on a cup run, playoffs, 44 league games I played out of 46.
See, and you're fucking. See, the thing is as well, right, this is why these clubs have massive squads.
Yeah.
And like, so there's no excuse. Mate, James Tavernier. See, James Tavernier's played 254 games for Rangers in 5 years. Mm. That's an average of 50 games. I don't think he's been injured once.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? But he just trains every day, plays every day, so.
It's more recording people, and it doesn't need to be like that.
But it's sort of taking your urine and dehydrated, you can't train
every day.
Just go and drink a pint of water and just go out and train.
You must do this, you must do that. Just let us do what I do.
But it feels new that they've got Mercy, then they're telling the manager who can play.
I think they have managers though that they will listen to their players. Yeah. They're probably few and far between, but see, there is managers where you're saying, like, say, I can train, like, second day recovery, I feel as if I need it in my legs. Sometimes they will let you train.
Right.
But a lot of them, that overrun by a sports scientist.
I've got three or four over 30. 33, 34, 30, be Jamie, 36.
Yeah.
We'll do a normal session on Tuesday and see at the end when we go into the games. I'll say to them, listen.
Get an option.
See if you want to go and play or if you want to go in and just get away home. I'll give them the option because you've got to try and look after them. But they know, the player knows best.
Yep.
Yeah.
Aye.
The player knows best whether I can go and go full tilt or, look, I'm a wee bit tight on what I normally.
It's even like you play on a Saturday when you say you had the game, maybe like you played, say, Tuesday, Saturday. You play on the Tuesday, you might say to the gaffer, look, Gav, I could give you a couple of days rest. I says, but I'll keep myself to the gym. I'll be fine for Saturday. Yeah. I'll be fine for Tuesday. Whereas now it's like fucking, nah, the numbers on the right on the computer. The computer says that you're no quite at the peak. So you can't play Gav. He has numbers on
in
the right.
In the distance, see, we've got the player tech stuff. You'll use it.
Yeah, we've got them now.
Right.
Fine. But see, a player one week will day 13, the next week will day 10. But it's because we dominate possession, so they'll not be running about as much.
Yeah, I used to say that.
So there's pretty much
looking at how
are you 3K done?
Yeah.
Because you know what? You kept the ball.
These guys are getting paid.
You're in the right areas, didn't need to run a bit daft.
These guys are getting paid a role, so they need to find fucking information to justify their wage.
Getting phone calls on a Sunday for the guy who done it last year. He's 2K done. That's not right.
Now, see, do you know what? We're not pushing it.
We just dominated the game.
Yeah.
We had about 60-70% of the ball, so that's why he never ran about, because we had the ball.
See, all this was shaping a lot as well. I remember, was it Swindon? I got a tattoo on my arse on a Thursday, mate. We were playing Brighton on a Saturday. And see, instead of the manager found out I got the tattoo on my arse, instead of getting shape on the Friday, we spent 2 hours playing bare arse with me on the goal line. Imagine that now.
I know.
Never exists, would it?
No.
Who's the manager? Danny Wilson, he's a hero, mate.
Danny Wilson, great guy.
I love that story you told about, was it Alan? Was it Martin Allen or something?
He pissed himself on the training ground.
Oh, man.
I heard that one.
What do you mean he pissed himself?
The boys at Cheltenham, my mate played with Cheltenham and he'd done it was like a Christmas dude, so they did the finalist. Right. And he came up late with his dog. The boys were playing five sides, and he let his dog off the leash, and the dog was running about the five sides. So he gets all the boys in with his dog, and he says to the boys, "Have you wrote the fine list up?" And the captain's like, "Yeah, yeah, Gaff." And he's like, "How much is it for a piss on the training ground?" And the captain's like, "Oh, Gaff, if you piss on the training ground, it's a fiver." And Martin Allen just stands and pisses himself.
Fuck's sake.
He's notorious though.
He doesn't pull out and do a piss, he just pisses himself.
The other one I know with the pits in the corners at a roundabout.
Oh, mate, he used to stop the bus on motorways and get the boys out in the middle of the roundabout. And it was JP McGovern that told me. You know JP, was it Clyde? So JP would be playing right mid, he'd be on the corners that day. And he'd be like that in the roundabout. Jai, on you go get yourself out to the corner flag and take a corner.
Nae ball by
it. Jai's like that. It's nae ball, gaffer. He went, just pretend there's a ball. So Jai would go out, right, and then the three centre backs and the boys would go into the box that was meant to be on the roundabout. And he'd go, and then, go on then, Jai, cross it. So Jai had to pretend he was crossing it. And Martin Allen's at him. No, I need it a bit higher, Jack. But he used to fling toast up at pre-match and the centre half had to jump up and need a bit of toast. Oh, screwball. What I was going to ask you, are you a wee bit old school, and then you also need to try and be that, what people call it, new school as well?
I'll give them the option. Look, the boys will come in and they'll get a good session tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the older ones...
What about shaping that, Fergie? Do you focus a lot on that?
No, I'll do 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
See, I think that's all you need.
Because we've not got a lot of time. We've got 3 hours a week to work them. So I need to get as much football into them during the week. And then I just rely on the team talk and they taking the information on in a Saturday at 1:30. But you've got to do a wee bit of shape.
Yeah.
But I don't spend... Even if I was full time, I don't think I would spend like hours and hours on shape.
Shape doesn't bother me. Team analysis meetings.
Oh, analysis.
I think there's too much into that as well.
I think they focus
on who you're playing against too much.
Too much, so damn it.
Focus on you. Yeah. Focus on the team you play for.
Yeah, you can forget what you're good at.
Well, give them a few pointers on who you're playing against, what their strengths and weaknesses are, but try and focus on.
I think they are important, but you need to keep them for like 10 minutes max.
Yeah.
About being places where they're like half an hour. And see all the information that you've had. It's just out the window after 20 minutes.
Well, seeing I was doing my pro licence, we were speaking to different people when all the nations go together in Switzerland. I was speaking to them and the guy says to me, see where you're doing your analysis of a team, 10 minutes max.
Aye.
Try and keep it at 10 minutes because they switch off.
Yeah.
And you think about it. See, if I was in a meeting and it went on like 20 minutes there, you start like moving about and guys start getting bored. Just give them fine.
You said that to me, though. Any team talk as well should only be 10 minutes.
10 minutes, mate, yeah. I'm max. 10 minutes.
Right, just before we go into the last bit, we need to mention the Coopman Show. You mentioned Frack. Somebody won.
Oh, I heard £4,500.
£4,900. I know you've got that down the back of your couch, but for us normal people, that's a fortune, isn't it?
Are you 7 out of 9
he got, Kev.
That's a great.
So anyone that watches this and doesn't watch a Coopman Show, get yourself involved, mate, for a fiver.
Do you do it?
I'm not allowed to, but Paul does it. He's fucking
I'm actually doing alright.
Are you, mate? Where are you?
67th, I think, in the leaderboard. Remember, I was tied 67.
But see, if you've no done it so far, can you still join up?
Yeah, you can still join up.
So what is this?
You get the geese, say it's the geese, let's say eight Scottish games to pick for, and you just pick the results. No, the scores, it's just the results, so like home win, away, a draw. And then everybody plays a fiver.
Nine games?
Open goal of the amount of followers that we've got, the pots are quite high each week. Yeah. So this week's pot was about $8,000, was it?
Ten grand.
Somebody won.
So somebody got won. 7 out of 9, that was the best. He won 4,900, and then the rest, the second places were like...
Yeah, that's my segment.
He does the leaderboard.
I take it.
Brilliant at it.
Good, isn't
it? Very good.
What was the two he got rang?
I don't know who he's picked, because the SPL, I didn't get one SPL right. It was impossible to get it right this week.
There's a guy called Rocky.
It feels like said Rangers or something, but then
right, last wee bit. Two controversial decisions in Merseyside derby. Pickford smashed Van Dijk. He's out for a year. Massive offside.
A year, mate.
He's done his ACL.
Wow. That's going to be some miss for them. Aye. I don't
care. That'll lose them the league.
Aye. He's that good. They just leave. That's why they're so attack minded. Yeah. Just leave him at the back. He can deal with two or three strikers.
By the way, I'm sick to my back teeth at Adrian making a mistake and shouting at defenders. he needs to stop doing that.
Rocky Adrian. What a link.
Griggsy's like that.
But he's good.
He's not right.
He's a Griggsy story.
What?
One you can tell.
Honestly.
No, wait, he's got a belter. Come on.
I've got so many stories about him.
No?
But he's settling down, so...
We're in Tenerife for Christmas Day.
No, tell me that. I've not...
So we're in Tenerife for Christmas Day.
The best story ever.
And we're out Saturday, Sunday. And you know what Griggs is like? He's mad. He's just...
Have you heard this, Fergie?
Generally thinks he's invisible, mate. It's as if he's got no bones in his body. He's just floating out of the place. So we're at a beach club, in Tenerife. And he falls asleep. So we were like, mate, we were getting cubes of ice, putting that up his shorts, like, let's say go to his boys, put cubes of ice right under his boys, just fucking about with him. So we've got a picture off of Google, a guy at, like, with swimming shorts and his boys hanging out. It's the fakest picture in the world. But he's woke up and he's like, mate, who's in fucking Sky Sports News? He's like, no, what? He's like, mate, look. Your boys are on Sky Sports News, somebody's got a picture of your boys. And on it, mate, his seat was gone, right? So we've got in his phone, and we've changed my name to Walter Smith. I'm texting him, and he thinks it's Walter Smith who's texting him, right? So I'm texting him saying, Griggsy's son just seen your boss on Sky Sports. He's a phone, right?
He's a phone.
So he's gone, mate. Right? Oh, Walter just texted me and all that. So he phoned me, and I'm trying to put on this old man's voice, however you do that. And I was like, "Dude, fuck's sake, son, I've just seen your dog Sky Sports News, you alright?" And he's like, fucking throw away today, Gaffer, man. Still calling him Gaffer, by the way. So I'm like, listen, you need to get your head off it and all that. We'll go down to the pitches of all, bring your gloves. And we'll do me half always in fast feet.
Oh, is that what you mean? You said that a couple of weeks ago?
No, Gaffer, my bad's fucked. I mean, we kept it going all night and they literally believed it for a while.
What a goalkeeper, but
unbelievable.
See, if he was angry, would you and him ever...
I like that.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. He's passion. I love people like that. I mean, even in training, and they'll tell you, see in training, hates losing. Aye.
They're going for the game as well, aren't they?
Aye, I know. You've got to train them. I love people who are angry and desperate to win in training.
He used to make me laugh last year, though, when he would just sprint out his goal to shout at a ref. But he'd be
Remember he booted somebody in the back?
I told you the story about that, didn't I? Have you seen that when he booted Mark Minot in the back?
Aye, I remember that, aye.
So, to be fair, I never seen it, so I was like, fucking hell, that's happening. Like, I was slotting the ref. I was like, what the fuck are you sent him after? Was it not a kick? Mate, he kicked the ball and just stamped him in the back. I didn't see it, so I thought it was a bad decision. So I was like, what the fuck happened? He's like, mate, fuck off, just kicked the ball. So we went into the dressing room, and the replays came up the telly in front of it, all the boys in the changing room were like, Griggsy, you fucking stamped him in the back. So the gaffer's obviously seen this when he's in his office, and he's came in and he's just like, just stood there and went, what the fuck's wrong with you? And like, he's just like, I never touched him. Like, fucking hell, man.
He done. Remember the one with Lewis up at Aberdeen?
Oh, so he did. That was a bad one, wasn't it?
No, do you remember, he done one against, I think it was Ayer at Parkhead last year.
can't remember it.
When he went for the ball and he, like, that was probably worse than the Ferguson one, because he actually, like, proper, like, stamped it. But he didn't get caught.
What about Morelos slapping Brian in the head?
No, did you see him booting the ball away after the final whistle? What's he doing, man?
Morelos did.
He's sad. He talked to me, right? You obviously trained him. What's going on, man?
I know. Hey, do you know what, though, man? I love the way he is. Like, I keep saying this to people.
See if you took that out of him.
You can't take it away from Chisholm.
He wouldn't be the same player.
He's not as good. Like, that fiery temper he's got is when he's got that, he's at his best. No. Which is why he's not been great this year, because he's not been sent off. Let's get back to getting red card.
Lenny was the same. See, when Lenny played in training, my god, I've never seen somebody so angry in my life.
Gouser
again on Friday.
Gordon Strachan had to stop training, right? And we were like 18-year-old kids, and mate, Gordon Strachan stopped training. He's like, to Paul McGowan, will you stop shouting at first team?
Do you know, every time I watch Dundee, he's just the angriest guy I have ever seen.
Ever.
You were an angry guy, weren't you, on the pitch?
Aye, but he's unreal. He's a different level.
Oh, he is unreal, mate. He's a couple of boy.
I think the one where he broke and he should have hit the ball first time against you on the night, but he took a touch.
When he tried to cut back.
I think Charlie ran past him, and Charlie says something, and he just growled, man. He just was raging.
No, they were arguing. They were arguing for about 5 minutes during the game.
Me guys are honestly.
He's a good player, no?
He's a good player. What about you, Kevin? Any angry men you played with?
A guy, Michael Doyle.
Mickey Doyle, he is angry, man.
He's famous for being at Norway.
He is an angry man.
The biggest
he watches this, Mickey Doyle.
I know he does. Fucking pain in the arse.
I hated playing against Mickey Doyle, mate.
He was the angriest man ever, right? And you know when somebody's giving you some, you look at them and you think, right, okay, fair enough, I'll take it for you. But with him, Nanos could take it for him because he was the captain, and I don't think he had a lot of respect for. We didn't have a lot of respect for him. And one day he fucking were training, and Robert Page centre half for
Watford.
I remember. The hardest foot. Looks like one of the Mitchells at EastEnders. And he just turned around to Page and says, "You're fucking shouting at me." He says, "You better check your own performances out." So that was it. Page just fucking saw red. Bang. Mikey Doyle didn't know where it was fucking New York or New Year. I was in the fucking fizz room that.
Pancake Tuesday, Sheffield
Wednesday. A lot. I thought, fucking couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
What about you, Slane?
Usually I've seen him, the boy for Dundee United, the baldy centre half. He's Connelly. The angriest guy ever, isn't he?
Connolly,
isn't he?
He's angry at himself.
Mate, I heard Mikey Stewart used to bite the ball in training.
Kevin Thompson says that Mikey Stewart's the worst.
Mikey Tourette's, we used to go to 21s, he'd be like, we were training. And something wouldn't go his way.
He'd
grab the ball, start trying to eat it, and then he'd boot it to fucking there and go, why are we even training here? I mean, look at the fucking state of the pitch. And he'd just like pure going, man. We used to call him Mighty Tourette's all the time. He's a fucking madman.
Mikey Stewart was that?
Mikey Stewart, honestly.
I'm a bit surprised at that.
Fucking madman.
He says he used to boot the balls away all the time.
And so I see the other thing you're talking about, changing the phone numbers. Mind that time I asked you for Andy's number? No, Ken's or Ken's number. And he fucking gave me his number. And I sent him and says, Kenny, I've got a mate here wanting a video message, a big Norwich fan, so I thought I'd ask the mayor of Norwich for a video. And he says, I need bother, mate, that'll be signed. As long as you send me one back of you, maybe one of Shea Given's.
Can you send us a video of Shea Given's story?
Can you send me a Shea story? And I was like, I never fucking played with Shea Given. And then I thought, that's all right anyway. And then I kind of copped on, I thought, that's no right.
So I can't believe Mikey Stewart was...
Oh, he was angry.
He still can't
believe it. Was
he not like playing enough games to be angry?
Kenny McQueen,
playing
enough games to
be angry? My mate kept texting me saying, why is that video? He said that video would be okay, Kevin. I said, oh, he's not sitting me back. Because I kept messaging you saying, Kenny, where's that video, mate? And then when I figured it out, I thought, because I texted Slaney, I said, Slaney, send me Kenny McLean's
number. I sent Andy's number a week later.
He actually sent me your number, and it came up on my phone, Kenny McLean. And I thought, dirty bastard.
See, after that, like, a few text messages, I was like, mate, it's shite, this is a video for somebody, fucking give Kenny's number. And he just wasn't giving you. So I said, fucking just do it.
Then I texted you and says, no, mate, I can't about that video. I says, it's sound anyway. I says, what about fucking Hart signing that Andy Hildy's fucking pish?
Brilliant, right, lads, what a show. That's just done.
No, by the way, no.
Keep it going,
no.
Fuck.
I know. We do this every week. We just try to fucking just start for a bit. No, but seriously, but why isn't there a Kill TV Peter Heed segment? Come on.
That's not until November.
No, I know, but he's a trailer, like a trailer.
Aye, I'm going to be up on my hand,
mate. You shut up.
I'll be back for that game. I'll make sure I'm back for that game.
How are you going to approach him? What are you going to say to your midfielder?
Just leave him on the ball.
That's fucking in order.
So are you going to back? Are you going to back for him? What you're going to do?
By the way, seriously, but it'll be a good game. Both of you have done well against
If we could, if we could win, we could should be through.
Aye, we'll not go through.
You'll go easy on us.
Slightly.
You'll go easy on us, wouldn't you?
We'll get a media pass for that game.
I'm going to get a
media pass. We'll go and watch these two.
By the way, fair to see that Celtic are just no way to get in the stadium there.
No, but do you know what?
Is there grounds where you can watch it outside?
No, we've got people running about.
How you want to come?
That game, aye.
Mate, what about this Saturday? So we had to get changed outside in the Airdrie
stadium. See, that's no right. It's no right.
Outside. Baltic.
So there's, right, it's freezing, play a game, sweating, then you need to go straight. It's no right.
See, putting on your trackie, man, after a game and you're sweating, it's horrible.
It. Yeah, yous are all right. Yous will be able to get showered and that.
No, not out.
How's it going to be able to drive him?
Sweaty.
Yeah. I'm
not out to shower or nothing every day after training.
Mate, I wish that was the case with me when I played.
Oh, yeah, you've got BO. Mate, you smell that?
No chance. It's a honking.
Nobody's allowed to shower after the game. It's terrible.
It's rubbish.
Mate, smell
it. Training?
Huh?
You even training?
Nah, after training, nobody's allowed to come back.
So you just finished training straight in the car and away?
Aye, straight.
What is that, Links Africa?
Aye. Nah, he's a jupe. I'm getting jupe.
No, it's bogging, mate. Have you seen Dundee?
It's horrible, man.
I wish that was the case when I played, though, because mine was that tiny. I used to hate going into shivers. I used to always try to wait for the last one to go in. You walk in with the towel in you. Do you know what I mean? Do you remember that feeling when you first go in?
Or you'd sit and play, try to get a semi before you went in.
Aye. You need to play with it for at least a minute or something.
Aye. You always catch the boys. Aye.
Do you know what though?
I always played with a few went in with their slips on.
Slips on, mate.
I don't get that.
Strange.
I don't like that.
That's a foreign thing, aye. It's a foreign thing.
Away in the corner. What's going on there?
You actually judge them well when they're no naked, didn't you?
What about when you first went in full time though and the older boys are like, what the fuck is that?
It was some sight, wasn't it?
What, and you get like napiums in that?
The bodies. Yeah, dude.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.